Mishnah Yom is for Friday, the 19th day of Iyar, Tovshin Pei Beis. Masechta Shviz, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Tes. In the first two Mishnahs of this, we learned about figs and grapes, when is one allowed to eat them in the Shemitah year, remembering that one is not allowed to destroy the fruits of Shviz because it says, La'ochla, to eat it, v'lo l'hafsid, and not to destroy it. And if you eat something before the appropriate time or in the inappropriate way, then one is violating that pasuk, la'ochla v'loy lehafsid. Now we're going to talk about, before we learned about figs and grape and figs and grapes, now we're going to learn about other products as to when you're allowed to eat them in the Shemitah year. Zeisim, olives, mishayachnisu revis l'sa. When they've reached a stage where you can squeeze a quarter of a log of oil out of a saw of olives, a saw is about 13 liters of olives. It's 24 log. When you can get that type of liquid from that amount of saw of olives, then you can poitzeya v'oichel basode. Then one can split them open, break them, and eat them in the field. Before the olives were eaten, they would squash them and soften them, sweeten them, and then they could eat it in that way. But they cannot be used for oiling the body at that stage because the people didn't use it when they were that small still, the olives. What happens if you could get half a log, that's double the quantity of oil from that same measure of that same quantity of olives, namely one saw. Then, koseish v'sach basada, one is even allowed to apply it as oil on the body. One's allowed to oil one's body with it. Why? Because these olives are already fit for sich, already fit for oiling the body, and at least in a minimum way, in a small way, that they used to do this in the field. Hichnisu shlish, what happens if they reach, the olives are gone even further, they've reached now a third of their full maturity, or some say, they've reached now a stage where you could squeeze a third of the oil that they will produce at maturity. Then, koseish basode v'chunas hasach beise. Then you can even take it back to your house and eat it there in the house. Now, when it says koseish basode, crush it in the field, it doesn't really mean you have to do it in the field. You can do that in the house as well. But that's what people tended to do. They tended to crush it in the field and then take it home. In a similar manner, they would do this with the other years of the Shavuot, of the Shemitah. Chayovim b'maisros, they would be chayiv in maiser once they reach this shlish, this last level of maturity that we talked about, when they reach the third of maturity. Ushar kol peiro, so ilon b'oinoson, with all other fruits, the halacha is that the same time that they come to be chayiv in Meiser, they will be chayiv, they will have their time for Shemitah, meaning that you can only eat them in the Shemitah until they reach the chi of the time of the chayiv in Meiser, which is dafka for figs and grapes and olives. Why we gave this, what's his name? We got this. The Mishnah tells us that we have this earlier time that you can eat them even before they reached Onus HaMaisros, and that's because people used to do that. They used to eat in the field some of these figs and grapes before they reach figs and grapes and olives before they reached their full maturity, and that's why they gave them that special exemption. But other fruits, you got to wait until they reach Oinas HaMaisros. They have to reach the level of maturity where they're chayv in Maiser before you can eat them also in the Shemitah year. Mishnah Yud. There is halacha, it's forbidden to cut down a fruit tree. As it says in the Pasuk, Ki mimenu soichel, from it you may eat, but you shall not cut it down. If, however, the timber that you could get from the tree is more valuable than the fruits, then one is allowed to cut them down. But even this can be different if it's the year of Shemitah. In the year of Shemitah, once a tree started to produce fruit, even if you'll get more money out of the timber, you're not allowed to cut it down for a different reason. And that's because the fruits now have a kedusha of Shemitah produce. And by cutting it down, you are destroying its future, the future of these fruits. That is also because the fruits are holy. It's got the wholeness of Shemitah. Before, however, there is any fruit there, one would be allowed to cut down the tree if the trimber is more valuable, because the tree itself is not subject to the kedusha of Shemitah. It's the fruits that are. Says the Mishnah, from what stage can one not cut down? Is it prohibited to cut down a fruit tree in the Shemitah year because of the kedusha of the fruits that are on that tree? Every fruit tree, it's Misha Yotzi. Once it starts to produce fruit, as soon as it started to produce the fruit, that's it, you can't cut down the tree. If they're carob trees, from the time the caribs are heavy enough to start pointing downwards as the weight pushes them downwards, then one is already prohibited to cut down the tree. What about vines? Once they've already turned into, or they've already producing yigros garinim, means seeds, they've already got seeds. Or some say once the grapes are big enough that they look like a size of a white bean, pola lovin, that's called giroa. And one is not allowed to cut the tree down then. If it's olive trees, misha netzo, once they've got buds. Misha Osharkol and all other trees, Misha Yotzi, once they've produced a fruit or leaves, according to some, then we will say they're chayv. V'chol ha'ilon, Kevin Shabolon is a maestros. All trees, all fruit trees, once they've reached the stage that they're chayv in maaser, for example, grapes have reached a stage of maturity, or the olives reach a stage of shlish, a third of their growth, as we explained earlier, then mutala katzatzai, one is allowed to cut down in Shemitah these trees for their wood, for the temple. Why? Because since the fruits have already ripened, by cutting down the tree, you're not going to lose or destroy the fruits. The fruits are there for the picking. You can eat them right now. We're talking here about a case where the value of the tree for the timber is more than the value of its fruits. And therefore, it's not the halacha is that if, in fact, and therefore, because of that, there's no prohibition of cutting down a fruit tree because of the fact that it's the timber itself is more valuable than the fruits. Kama yehev bezayis v'leketzana. Ask the Mishnah, how much does there have to be on the olive tree? How much does it have to produce before there's a prohibition of cutting down the olive tree? And this is not particular about Shemitah. This is generally in other years of the sabbatical cycle. What's the size, or how much does it have to produce the olive trees before it's prohibited to cut it down? Says the Mishnah, Reva, a quarter of a cov of olives. That's only with olives, because olives was very choshev, a very important fruit in Eretz Yisrael, and more important than other trees. And if it can produce even a quarter of a cov of olives, that's a problem. However, any other tree, you're not allowed to cut it down when it's loaded with, unless if it's got a cov of fruits, double the quantity. The cov of fruits will be... Once you can get a cov of these fruits of the tree, then you can't cut it down. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, Akol V'Azayis, he says, we can't just say a quarter of a cov for all olive trees. It's not a one-size-matches-all. According to Rabban Shimon Gamliel, the more valuable or the more refined the olive is, or the olive trees, the more difficult will it be to cut it down. Sometimes perhaps you can't cut it down even if it produces less than a quarter of a cov of fruit. It all depends on the quality of the particular type of olive tree. We've explained our Mishnah in the Sefer as the Bavli explains it. But the Yerushalmi has a different way of understanding it, and that's brought down in the Mefarshim, a totally different way of understanding it in the Sefer.